Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, happy Monday, everybody. It's the very last Monday of 2024. How are you spending your last Monday? Drew is sitting in with me today. All the rest of the Annie Fry crew has got the day off. Good for them. Get out there, waste your last Monday. I mean, enjoy your last Monday, not being on the radio. Is Reardon in today? I don't know if Reardon's in today.
I think it's best of for Reardon.
That's it. Yeah. So Mark Cox was the only one who came in today and showed up as a regular crew.
True soldier.
Good for Mark Cox. Way to get in here and power through there, buddy. We appreciate that. Hey, my name is Mike Elam. Getting to sit in today. I appreciate Annie taking the day off. I'm a little out of sorts because I haven't been here in a while. It's been a bit since I've been able to fill in. And to be honest with you, I wanted to make sure that I was in okay health today, because Santa brought sickness to my house for Christmas. My brother-in-law got sick, my wife got sick, I got sick, so we've all been trying to just muddle through. Yet Drew breaks out the hand sanitizer. We're going to be doing that. I'll stay back from you today. We've got a lot that we're going to get to today. We're going to talk to Scott Fond a little bit later on today from This Week in Missouri Politics. Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council. There is a lot going on in St. Louis County these days, and Mark is going to talk to us about that. And then we're going to catch up with Steve Ellman, County Executive of St. Charles County, because I am contractually obligated to have somebody from St. Charles County on anytime I do the show. But I am very excited that we get to kick off the show today by talking to the Governor-elect of State of Missouri, Mr. Mike Kehoe. Governor-elect, how are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon. And I'm kind of intimidated. You've got an all-star lineup coming on this afternoon, so you started out with the lowest guy in the totem pole, I see.
I would say we reversed the headliner and put him up front. You know, we didn't bury the lead on this one. I appreciate you taking some time, man.
Mark Carter's a great guy, a good friend, doing a great job for the county. And, of course, you know, I love County Executive Ellman. He's just been a great friend and done wonderful things for St. Charles. Now, Scott Fond, that's where I'm not sure what his credentials would be and why you would have him on, but we call him the media mogul, by the way.
Oh, do we? So why do we call him the media mogul?
Some of us do, because he thinks he's a media mogul.
Well, there you go. Okay.
He certainly has the pulse on politics in Missouri and is a good guy.
And that's really why I want to talk to him. And we'll figure out a little bit. I don't want to rehash with him what I'm going to talk to you about. But Scott always seems to have his finger on the pulse of things, like you're talking about, sort of in the background of what's going on in Jeff City. And I think he does that. He and Emily Manley from Fox 2 are two of the best, in my opinion. They do it differently, but they cover Jeff City really, really well. But I'm just excited that I get the opportunity to talk to you. I know you've got to be going crazy with putting everything together and getting ready. What are we, 2 weeks from today? Is that swearing in day?
2 weeks from today. Can you believe it, Mike? It seems like we've been working on this for years, and all of a sudden it's just 2 weeks away. We're excited. We're humbled by the support we got from many, many Missourians. Friends like you that we've made along the way have been just an unbelievable bonus for Claudia and I. So, yeah, we're ready to go 2 weeks away, and we're ready to get this thing moving.
So everybody keeps talking about Donald Trump's cabinet and how he's been putting his people together. But you just put out a press release. You've done a pretty good job of having your cabinet ready to go at this point. Have you filled all of your slots, or do you still have some yet to go?
We still have a couple that we're working with existing directors and different people to make sure everybody is kind of shares our vision about where we want to go in the future. But a lot of big appointments have been made. I think you saw just at the end of last week, we appointed Mike Turner to be the colonel of the Highway Patrol. Mike's been a great law enforcement officer. He's a patrolman's patrolman. He's a road guy. and that's been received really well. Eric Olson, I got to tell you, has done a fantastic job with the patrol, and Colonel Olson is getting a much-deserved retirement, and there'll be big shoes for Mike Turner to fill. But that's our latest one. We've had several others have been watching. Today we announced kind of our key staff members that are going to be helping us get going 2 weeks from today. So most names people will be familiar with from various organizations that we've worked with for the last couple of years. So we've got really good people. I need a good team around me, Mike, because I'm not that smart. So I need really good people around me.
Well, I know that's not true, but I do appreciate the fact that if you have a good team, it always makes your job easier. And having people around you that you can trust and that are confident and that are competent to get the job done, I know is a big part. And you've been talking about for, geez, a year. Day one, when your hand comes off the Bible, you are going to implement that new crime deterrent policy. Are you getting close to putting those details together that you're going to be able to release that, I assume, on the 13th or so?
Oh, yeah. And some pieces are, you know, kind of being quote-unquote released in that there's some legislation that's been filed that will help us with pieces of our crime package. Senator Travis Fitzwater has filed legislation. Brad Crist has done a great job with different things. He's filing from the St. Louis area there on South St. Louis. Multiple other House and Senate members have pieces of legislation that will be parts of our crime package. And then, yeah, we'll between the 13th and obviously the State of the State, which is on the 28th, we'll have all the pieces. Attorney General Andrew Bailey has been very involved in that. You also know that police organizations from around the state have been very involved. In St. Charles County, I'm sure you know Chief D. Giuseppe. He's been a rock star helping us. What we've had people like him, former Chief Rick Smith from the Kansas City Police Department, Sheriff Mike Bonham from Osage County. We've had Troopers Association representatives, Dusty Hoffman. So we've had a lot of really good people from law enforcement organizations and prosecutors who have said, hey, here's what we need. Here's where our hands are tied. Here's what will really help us to get our streets safe. And we're certainly looking forward to keeping our promises, making that our number one priority, and actually implementing things that help the heroes, the men and ladies who patrol and protect our communities.
You know, I know it's got to be easier. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but it's got to be easier for you walking into this job. I was reading the article today yesterday in the Post-Dispatch talking about Governor Parson is ready to move on after the pressure cooker and just everything that he kind of walked into. And it seems like you're keeping a lot of his staff that he had before, not staff, I guess, but people who were on his team. You're keeping a number of those. So I'm assuming it's easier to go from a Republican administration to another Republican administration, as opposed to what we're seeing in D.C., where you're going from a Democrat to a Republican. They're going to completely clean house and start over. What made you keep some of the governor's people?
Well, Donald Trump, number one, is putting together an incredible cabinet, and I'm excited to serve as governor while President Trump is there along with his cabinet members. But, you know, Mike Parson, you know, he had 3 days to get ready. We're going to have, you know, almost 65 or 70. So, you know, when he had to immediately come in a tough circumstance back in June of 18, we saw some really good people rise to the occasion and step up and help him and his administration, help Missourians, I think, deliver better policy and better things for Missouri. And so several of those folks have agreed to come on with us. We're excited about that. And a lot of young people, Mike, Governor Parson, I'm sorry, had a lot of younger folks that have some really good ideas. And you've heard Governor Parson say a million times, being a good leader is about making those around you better. And I certainly think he had a great hand in making the people around him better. And we're fortunate several of those people have agreed to stay on and help us.
Has there been anything that's come up that you didn't expect, like a challenge that you didn't foresee that you've had to take on?
Yeah, you know, because of the time and the runway we've had to get ready, any of the kind of things that were surprises we've been able to work through. But for the most part, no, some not challenges, but some picks that you want to be really careful with. For instance, the Adjutant General of our National Guard currently is LaVon Compton, a great guy. He's done a great job. I'm a big fan of General Compton's. He got a nice promotion with the Army. He's going to be second in command in Europe, and he goes over there in February. Yes, it says a lot for General Compton's abilities and the state of Missouri putting out these good soldiers. So picking a new adjutant general is something that's, for me, very humbling to do. I never donned the uniform, but I've got people around me who have and have actually served in the Guard. And I think, as you know, Adam Gresham, our chief of staff, is served his time in the Marine Corps. So you've got a lot of good folks helping me interview people. And I've told many people this, is that you'd think you'd interview for a really high-profile position like that, and you'd interview a handful of people, and one or two would stick out. The good news about our Guard is every person we interviewed is capable. And
nice.
So it makes the decision even tougher, but it also speaks volumes to our military men and women, what they've done, and how well they are prepared in the National Guard.
So what do you think obviously we talk about crime a lot, and Steve Ellman had put out a blog this past month, and he talked about 8 things that are on his wish list that he wants to get done. What's really kind of funny, being the county executive in St. Charles County, you would think most of those would be St. Charles County related, but it's mostly about the city of St. Louis. And one of the things that he talks about in that blog is how lucky we are that you are the incoming governor, because you grew up in St. Louis. You understand St. Louis. And we have not had a lot of governors in our recent history from this side of the state. So it will be nice to have you in that seat, because you understand the challenges that we have coming in St. Louis. What do you see are the other things that you're going to have to tackle besides crime to help our state really get to that proverbial next level that we talk about?
Well, we talked earlier what a great job Steve Ellman has done, and I appreciate the compliments. He understands, and I'm stealing his line, that if you want the house to look good, the front door has to look good. And St. Charles County might be the living room or the kitchen to that house, but you're not getting to those rooms until you come through the front door, and St. Louis City and County is the front door. And so I know that's why that's important to him, because he knows good things that happen on that side of the river ultimately affect the side that you guys are on, and kudos to him. But what else we can work on, Mike, is regulatory reform is a big issue in our economic development package. Every cabinet member, or prospective cabinet member we're talking to, we're telling them we want them to spend X amount of hours every week and so many hours a month going through regulations, trying to find out what burdensome regulations we have that businesses really inhibit them from growing and investing in our state. We think that's a big opportunity for us. We're very much looking forward to working through some regulatory reform. Several tax package bills that are out there now that have been filed, again, part of what we want to do for our economic development package is to put money back into Missourians' pockets. They can spend it better than a government bureaucrat can any day. And so we think tax reform is a big piece to what we can get done. And then we've talked an awful lot about education reform, not just options for parents to make sure their kids go to the right districts, but also making sure that we have career and technical education shored up and continue to invest in that. That's a huge piece of how we move Missouri forward, building our workforce, giving opportunities to young men and ladies. I think that's a massive part of what we got to get done.
That's a lot to tackle, but I appreciate the fact that you seem to be putting a really good team together to be able to do that. I wanted to step out a little more nationally, because you have, before you even got into office, you've already gotten heavily involved with the Republican Governors Association. Tell me a little bit about that, and how can the other Republican governors around the country and you work together to help improve not just Missouri, but the country?
Let me just tell you something that most St. Louisans will appreciate. Here's a guy, you know, 50 years ago from North City, St. Louis, now goes to, I've been to several RGA, Republican Governor Association meetings as a member. Now I go as a governor-elect. And I'm at this in the small room, the small table, and Glenn Youngkin is sitting on one side, Sarah Sanders is sitting the other side. And I'm shooting the bull with Ron DeSantis and Kemp. And I mean, it's almost, I'll tell you, Mike, that was, after we won the election, that was probably one of the moments where I said, holy cow, this is unbelievable, because I was a little starstruck. But I want to get involved with RGA because, and we have gotten involved and very fortunate to have been elected to be part of their executive committee, because that's the group that really deals with D.C. on the policy piece. And Thank God that Donald Trump is our president, as we talked about earlier, because as a governor and a Republican governor, I think the opportunities we have to work with his administration to achieve these goals will be really good for Missourians. And this is the first time the Republican Governors Association has 10 people on their executive committee that they've actually elected a governor-elect to be on that executive committee. And I was humbled to be able to be a part of that and accept that role so that we can continue to work together with other Republican governors on great things that really, you know, help Americans and Missourians out, specifically on a national level with the RGA.
Well, I'm excited about the fact of what's going to happen for Missouri over the next 4 and hopefully 8 years. And I was watching Hancock and Kelly yesterday on Fox 2, and John Hancock was talking about the fact that you are very unique in the fact that you put together the largest coalition of people that supported your campaign that has ever been seen in Missouri politics. And I don't know anybody nationally who's had a broad of coalition as you put together for that. And I'm really excited about the fact that I think you're going to be able to move our state in a way that hasn't been done. No pressure, you know. But
yeah, I wish you would give me a little bit of a shot there. You know, no pressure. That's yeah. All we feel is pressure on this. But hey, if you're going to run for this job, you got to be ready. And so, John Hancock has been a great friend. I've known him a long time in politics, and he's very kind with his words. But you're right. We knew to win because we had, you know, we didn't have the name ID some candidates had. And we didn't have maybe the social media presence some candidates had. We needed to put a grassroots coalition together, and certainly you saw that with the over 27 endorsements, I should say, for the primary. And then by the time we got to the general, we had 30-some. It was a very wide, broad spectrum group of people who represent a lot of different interests and thoughts and ways of life in Missouri. And we managed to bring them all together in the common good for what's good for Missouri.
Hey, I'm curious about I know you're going to be in St. Charles on Friday for the 10th anniversary announcement of our St. Charles County Police Department. So I get the opportunity. I know you'll be shocked that I'm going to MC that event for you. I know you never saw that
coming,
right?
You're a heck of an MC. I've seen you MC personally our events as well as others, and you do a very good job. So they're fortunate to have you.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that for your campaign, but we're excited to do that. Tell me a little bit about the 13th. What are you expecting on that day? Because it looks like just a jam-packed day from the morning you get up until whenever that party ends that night.
Well, we decided to start the day. A lot of times inaugurations have a parade, and that's great. But you know, I've worked really closely with our veterans organizations and our first responder organizations across the state. And I thought, you know, instead of highlighting people who just won an election, which are good men and ladies, I'm not taking anything away, let's have a salute to our state's heroes. So we have an event instead of a parade at 9 that morning in the rotunda of the Capitol that will salute 12 heroes from various, whether it's a veterans organization or first responders organization from around the state. We're very excited to highlight those heroes who are making our community safe. Then we have the inauguration, which actually you get seated at 11:30, but it starts at the bells of St. Peter's Church at high noon on the 13th. We'll have a meet and greet at the mansion. Claudia and I will that afternoon, I think from 2 to 3:30, and that starts off with the Clydesdales opening that up right up in front of the governor's mansion. So not only as a horse person am I excited, but having Anheuser-Busch Clydesdales there is iconic to Missouri, and we're excited about that. Later on that evening, then the inaugural ball starts, and that's where you have all the elected officials from the House and Senate and their guests and family that will be presented and walk down the grand staircase and be announced. And Claudia and I will be a part of that, along with the other statewide elected officials. And it'll be a long day, but we're very excited about the history and the tradition that Inauguration Day brings for Missouri.
I was really hoping to be there, but I have a county council meeting that night, and we are choosing a new chair for county council. So I kind of have to be at that meeting that night, but I'm hoping to be there for your swearing in earlier in the day.
Well, that's kind of you to want to be there, and certainly I understand and appreciate how seriously you take what happens in St. Charles County, and you've done a great job for them, so I totally understand that. But we'll miss you, but I'll bet we'll see you somewhere down the line.
I look forward to it. Hey, I appreciate you making time today. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and looking forward to doing anything I can to help you out as you kick off being Governor Mike Kehoe, and we can drop the governor-elect. So my best to you and Claudia and the family for New Year's, and looking forward to 2025.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well, and thanks for all the folks in that station who have had me on countless times, whether with you or Annie or Mark or any of those guys that we've worked with. We really appreciate the station and us giving time to talk about what's important to Missouri. And most of all, I want to thank the listeners in the St. Louis area and, of course, across the state who have placed their trust in us. It's as I said several times in this call, it's humbling, but we intend to roll our sleeves up. Our first cabinet meeting will be at 8 a.m. on January 14th. So we're not going to waste any time, and we're getting right to work.
We're going to hit the ground running. Well, we appreciate the time, and we will talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Have a great New Year and blessed. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That is Governor-elect Mike Kehoe. It's always good to talk to him. He has got a lot on his plate, a lot of high expectations, but I know he's going to do a fantastic job. We're going to dig in a little bit more to the other side of Jeff City and talk a little about the House and the Senate. I know a lot of times on Annie's show, they do a lot of federal stuff, but I really wanted to talk about what's going on in Jeff City because we don't talk about that much, and I wanted to get into that a little bit more. Scott Fawn is going to join us on the other side. As the governor was saying, he's definitely got his finger on the pulse of what's going on there. We will do that coming up. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today. Happy New Year, everybody, from 97.1 FM Talk.